The official history of the colonization of Sutton begins in 1802, with land grants made to some 166 settlers. In the fall of 1802, these first settlers arrive in search of their plots. They walk 50 grueling kilometers through dense forest, carrying on their back a few tools, their bowls, and provisions wrapped in blankets. Everyone seeks the source of water on their land so nearby they can build a makeshift shanty. Imagine yourself amongst them in the middle of the night. The air is filled with the smell of bacon sizzling in the pan. In an iron pot, tea is heating. Wild beasts prowl, disturbed by the human presence. Instinctively, hands clench rifle butts. These first settlers are men. They come to prepare the place for the arrival of wives and children. Mutual aid is vital as winter approaches. Their families arrive the following spring. The route taken by the husband is too difficult for the passage of carts drawn by oxen, and so the women must make a detour of several days. In order to quickly be able to feed themselves, the few hundred inhabitants first plant potatoes and corn between the tree stumps because they need corn flour for flatbread. Wild plants and hunting help them to survive. Fifty years after the beginning of colonization, many families are still living in shanties with leaky bark roofs or log cabins, a first shelter that all sought, however temporary.